What is that he did? Blew the trumpet. Yeah, but he blew the trumpet three times. And the trumpet is symbolic of the spirit, wind. He blew the trumpet three times. That means spiritually waking up the spiritual body. And he blew it three times, and the walls came tumbling down. Their defenses came tumbling down. So we have stories and myths and religion of different numbers having the power to penetrate defenses and conquer the land. The Trojan horse is one of them. The fifth column, they call it, I think. Where they built the wooden horse and they put the men inside the horse. And they got the people to think that the horse was just a showpiece, something for merriment. So they permitted the horse, the wooden horse, to be brought into the city. And once they got into the city, then the horse opened up, the door opened up, and out came the soldiers. And I think they call that the fifth column. The fifth column. I'm sure it's called the fifth column in the language. Mm-hmm. And it means a strategy for defeating your enemies. Mm-hmm. You hide your forces and make them think it's something innocent until you get in to do damage. That's the way they use culture to invade your culture. And they sneak their destructive forces into your culture. And then once they get in there, when you discover, it's too late. Their soldiers have already defeated you. The soldiers of cultural influences, cultural language and expressions and et cetera. You've already defeated. It's too late. The fifth column. Yes. Yeah, dominate the five senses, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, victory over the five senses. Yeah, so the Star of David has two of those, and it means the spiritual body and the material body is reconciled into one. But it's not for the community. It's for the individual. Science of the individual, not the community. Muhammad brought us the science of community. Science of community. The knowledge of how to establish community life as God wants us to establish it. And really, personal life is a personal matter. It is a personal matter. Your personal life is a personal matter. Mm-hmm. And if the life of society is established correctly, every individual will know how to live his personal life, and responsibility for that is his own business. Yeah. Islam is never supposed to have spies tapping your phone or spying on how you live inside your house. That's for you and your God. If you want to be Marquis de Sade or whatever you want to be inside your house, that's for God. As long as you don't bring it outside in the public, disturb us with it, that's between you and your God. Wouldn't that make society much better if we did that? Yeah, just don't bring it outside. If you bring it outside, we're going to cut your hand off or your head off or something. We're going to stop it. Because you become corrupt. That's what that knowledge is to tell us. That knowledge tells us that God doesn't want us to do that, because if you practice that, you're going to soon have to have a sophisticated department spying on people doing that, and giving yourself to that full time is going to corrupt you, take you out of your human form. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So leave the people be. As long as they keep it out of our sight, leave them be. Can't stop them. I saw a monkey masturbating. Can't stop. I did at the zoo. This is the truth. I was a boy. I saw a monkey masturbating. right in front of everybody. He didn't know. I guess he thought we all were lucky. When I looked at him, I wanted to whip him. I actually want to take my belt to him and whip him. You nasty monkey, you. So you can't stop it. He just needed to do it in privacy. Man, I ain't talking outside the context of Scripture. Saying some, he made monkeys and shrines. So it's Duha time now. It is. And there is a prayer called Duha. We can make two rak'ahs of Duha. 10 o'clock, sun shining bright. Duha means the brightness of the day. So these are not must prayers. These are not obligatory prayers. But there is the Duha prayer is one of the prayers. Five must prayers and seven altogether. The Duha prayer. Either way. Some of them do it both. They do it loud and silent. Yes, and they do it in congregation too. You can do it alone or in congregation. I prefer, you know, the Eid prayer? The Eid prayer is the Duha prayer, but it's just done only on Eid days. Yes. Wa Duha wa Layli. Yes, it's mentioned in the Quran. And your Lord has not forsaken you. Yeah, so we'll be talking for another day, another 4 or 5 hours if I get on that one, so I'm going to leave it. Yeah. The Duha prayer and the Tahajjud prayer. Make seven prayers. Yes, there can be, according to the reports in the Hadith, there can be there's supposed to be no sunnahs after Asr. Before Asr, yes, two. Two before Asr. But not none after Asr. But if someone prayed two rak'ahs after Asr, we shouldn't be disturbed by that. Because he could be praying in a Nafi prayer, you know. He could be doing two rak'ahs of Nafi or something. So let us not disturb each other. Yeah, that'd be better for us. And these things are not that critical anyway. You know, if someone want to pray more, that's okay. But if you have an hour to get the masjid cleaned up and you just had an event there or something, you know, let them know that all of you can't be doing all these nafis, all these nafi salat. We all have about an hour to get this place in shape to get out of here. A lot of them use the excuse, you know. They pray at the time ago, tell you say, let's you got to lock up the place, brother. Was that it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we conclude today and inshallah this morning and inshallah we will begin just after Duha prayer.
It's about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, very soon after Duha prayer. All right, inshallah. So we ask Allah for forgiveness and for His mercy and guidance always. Ameen.